بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this afternoon this is going to be our 15th session. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, it is our hope, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we're going to complete the lesson that we began last week, lesson 22. And before we get into the lesson, let me just make a note, and hopefully I'll repeat it at the end, and that is that next week, March 12th, will be the first day of this change of the hour of daylight savings time, the hour going ahead, so it's going to be 1 hour later. So please pay attention to the daylight savings time change, and inshallah I'll send out a notice to this class to remind you of those who are in daylight saving time zones, that the time on the clock is going to go ahead 1 hour. It's going to be 1 hour later. So please pay attention to that in reference to the timing for the class. Please pay attention to that change in the time for the class. And I'll send out a notice, inshallah. Okay, let's get into the lesson. We have a lot to cover today. The first thing we want to do is have a quick review, yani a brief summary of the English key points 1 through 6, primarily dealing with the Thulathi Mujarrad Bab in Fa'ala on page 97 through 101. Okay, after that, we will go right into the exercises. Last week we completed the dialogue, Arabic dialogue, and the first exercise, the comprehension exercise. And today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we hope to complete the remaining exercises. Okay, now. طيب. So, as far as the summary, brief review of the English key, points 1 through 6. So, the first matter is the Thulathi Mujarrad Bab in Fa'ala. In this bab, in is prefixed to fa'ala, so it became in fa'ala. The hamza, please note, the hamza in fa'ala is hamzatul wasl. And the point here is what? That with hamzatul wasl, we only pronounce the vowel of hamzatul wasl if there's nothing before it, if we begin with it. So if anything came before hamzatul wasl, then the vowel of hamzatul wasl would not be pronounced, and the hamzatul wasl is just for wasl, and it's just for connecting what's before it to what is after it. The example they give us to make us understand the point that this is hamzatul wasl is we say saqata al-finjanu when kasara, the teacup fell and broke. We say when kasara, yani meaning the vowel of waw, wa, is joined directly to the noon with sukoon, and the hamzatul wasl vowel is not pronounced. We don't say wa in kasara. Okay, as far as the mudari, in the mudari of this bab, the harf mudari takes fatha, unlike some of the previous babs, like the bab fa'ala and afa'ala. Yani, those babs, the harf mudari took dhamma, but here the harf mudari, the prefixed letter, the ya or the ta or the hamza or the noon, takes fatha. So from in kasara, you say yan kasiru with fatha. And in shakka, yan shakku, originally it should have been yan shakiku. As far as the amra, it's just like we formulate the fil amra from any other of the verbs that we've seen in the past, and that is by the omission of the harf mudari. And you delete the harf mudari, and you also make the last letter, the last root letter, sakin, with sukoon. When you do that, because this bab is in fa'ala, when you get rid of the harf mudari, the first letter is going to be noon with sukoon, and because the verb begins with a sakin letter, it needs hamzatul wasl. So from ten sarifu, you get noon with sukoon, sarif, because you made the last vowel sakin, and you got rid of the harf mudari'a, so you have to add hamzat al-wasl, and it'll take a kasra here because of the rules of hamzat al-wasl, its vowel, how we determine that. So it became in sarif. As far as the masdar, it is on the pattern of in fi'al. Yani in fa'ala, yani what happens is the first root letter, yani that's represented by fa here, takes kasra, and the second root letter takes fatha with alif. So it became in fi'al. Yani from in kasra, in kisar. From in qalaba, in qilab. And there's some other details that we have went over. We're going to just skip over them for the sake of time. The ism fa'il is formed like we did before, replacing the harf mudari'a, yani with meem with dhamma. As we've seen in the abwab previously, the second radical, meaning the next to the last radical, takes kasra in the ism fa'il and fatha in the ism maf'ul. Also note that the verbs in this bab are mostly intransitive. That is, they are lazim. The action of the verb or the do of the verb, that action doesn't, yani, extend to something else, yani an object, a maf'ulun bi. So the ism maf'ul is, for the most part, not formed under this bab, since the verbs of this bab are lazim, are intransitive. They don't affect something else for there to be an ism maf'ul. The noun of place and time is like we have seen before. Yani ism makan and ism zaman is the same as the ism maf'ul. This bab, in terms of its meaning, for the most part, it indicates al-mutawa'a, which means that the object of the verb, yani in fa'ala, in the original verb fa'ala, the object of the verb in that case, when you transfer it to in fa'ala, the object becomes the subject. In the example he gave us, kasartu al-kuba, the object is kuba, it's maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. But when we transfer to in kasara al-kubu, now we see that the kub is no longer the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, now it became the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Also, they mentioned point number two, the interrogative hamzatul istifham is prefixed. If it is prefixed to this bab, the hamzatul wasl is omitted, as we already alluded to. Hamzatul wasl is only pronounced if there's nothing before it. Point number three is the example, in kasafat ash-shamsu yawma mata Ibrahimu, the sun was eclipsed the day Ibrahim died. Here the sentence, mata Ibrahimu, after yawma, mata Ibrahimu, this sentence is mudhaf ilayhi, to the yawma. It's mudhaf ilayhi, and in the place of jar, yani fi mahalli jar, as the maf'ulun bi, it's in the place where it should be majrur, and the word yawm is the mudhaf. So in this type of sentence, the word yawm, the dharf, is the mudhaf, and the sentence that comes after it is fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majrur. On point number four, we have lawla, and the summary of lawla is that the particle lawla is called harfu imtina'in liwujudin. Harf imtina'in liwujudin, which signifies that something has failed to happen. Imtina means something is stopped from happening. Liwujudi, because of the wujud, the existence of another. Something didn't happen because of the existence of another. The example they gave us here is that but for the sun, the earth would have perished. The earth did not perish. It didn't happen. Why? Because of the presence or the existence of the sun. Note these important points. The noun that comes after lawla is a mubtada. Yani in terms of i'rab, we say it is a mubtada, and its khabar is omitted. Its khabar is understood to be mawjood. So in the example they gave us, lawla shamsu, the khabar of shamsu is mawjood. If it were not for the sun, mawjood being present, la halakat al-ard, the earth would have perished or been destroyed. The second sentence, in this kind of structure, lawla ash-shams, la halakat al-ard, la halakat al-ard, this sentence is called jawab lawla. It's called jawab lawla. It is a verbal sentence with the verb in the past tense. A lam is prefixed to an affirmative jawab. Yani if it's affirmative, there's a lam that comes with it. That's why you have la halakat, because it's affirmative, so the lam is attached to the affirmative jawab. A negative jawab does not take this lam. And this type of structure, yani can also, instead of the mubtada, we can also have a nominal sentence with anna, the particle anna, al-masdariya, and its ism, and its khabar, and they gave us some examples of that. Point number five, man Ibrahimu hadha, who is this Ibrahim? If a demonstrative pronoun, yani like hadha in this example, or thalika, or tilka, comes after a proper noun, like Ibrahim, the name of a person, male or female, or place, yani a proper noun. If the ism ishara comes after a proper noun, or if it comes after a mudhaf ilayhi, yani an idhafa construction, then that ism ishara, its i'rab, is we're going to consider it to be a not. And of course a not has to follow the man'ut in its yani i'rab, and in terms, yani its case ending, and definite, indefinite, singular, dual, plural, and so on. Point number six is taghlib, is using a masculine form to refer to a group containing both masculine and feminine forms. The example they gave us is abna'i wa banati yadrusuna. So abna'i is masculine, banati is feminine. The verb that is referring back to them is a masculine verb, yadrusuna. Now, and they gave us a couple of examples of that, and that's the brief summary of the English key. Now we're going to go to the exercises that last week we didn't complete. Last week we did only the English key, and we did the Arabic dialogue, and we did the first exercise, the comprehension exercise. And now, inshallah, we will proceed with the remaining exercises. So, on page 190, exercise number 2 says, من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد. From the divisions of the ثلاثي مزيد verb, yani triliteral verb that has some extra letters added to it to modify the meaning. From the أبواب of الفعل الثلاثي المزيد is باب انفعل. انفعل is composed of in همزة الوصل with كسر and نون with سكون plus the original verb form فعل. زيدت فيه الحمزة والنون قبل الفاء. What has been increased in it is the حمزة and the نون before the فاء. The فاء meaning the first root letter, yani the original root letter of فعلا. So before the فاء there's an increase of two letters, the حمزة الوصل and the نون with سكون before the first root letter. For example, in fataha, yani the original root is fataha, in has been added to it, it became in fataha. From kasara, in kasara. From qata'a, in qata'a. That's the explanation of the bab in fa'ala. And then it says, yani the work that we have to do with this exercise number 2, istakhrij min ad-darsi al-af'ala al-waridata fihi min bab in fa'ala. Yani istakhrij من الدرس, yani derive or extract from the lesson, yani the Arabic text, the dialogue for this lesson, the verbs that have been mentioned in it from the bab in fa'ala. In the English instruction it actually says, yani to derive the verbs from the bab in fa'ala, and it also adds to that instruction in the English, I don't know why it's different, but it says in the English instruction the point out the verbs belonging to infala and their derivatives occurring in the main lesson. So we're gonna point out the verbs from from the bab infala, and we're gonna also point out its derivatives, yani ism fa'al, ism the masdar, and so on. We're gonna point out any derivatives that also came, just because there seems to be a little difference between the Arabic instruction and the English instruction. So, better to do extra than to leave out something that's important. So, we're going to do both of them. We're going to look for the afa'al, the verbs that are from the bab in fa'ala, and we're going to also look for its derivatives. Alright, so let's go back to the Arabic text. And so that we don't have to read the whole Arabic text all over again, what I have done is what I've done in the past, and that is I have numbered the lines of the Arabic text on page 188. I have numbered it from the first line to the last line, 1 through 15. And I have numbered every line, even if it only has one word, even if it's the continuation of the past line, Every single line is numbered. So I have it numbered from 1 through 15 on this page. And on the following page, 189, I also did the same thing. I numbered every line 1 through 15. The purpose of that is so that we can go straight to the line where we find a verb from this bab or a derivative from this bab, and we don't have to read the whole English key again. I mean the whole Arabic dialogue. Alright? So on page 188, it says at the top of the page, الدرس الثاني والعشرون, the 22nd lesson begins with المدرس on the first line. There's nothing there. There's nothing on the second or third line. On the fourth line, Al-Hasan says, انكسرت نظارتي فلا أستطيع أن أقرأ أو أكتب. يعني, my eyeglasses were broken and I was not able to read or write. So the verb here is انكسرت. يعني, this is from the bab in فعلة. In the fifth line, there's nothing. The sixth line, there's nothing. The seventh line came, انكسرت نظارتك أيضا. Your eyeglasses were also broken. Here we have the verb انكسرت with همزة الاستفهام. And because of the همزة الاستفهام being joined to this bab, we said the همزة الوصل is not pronounced. The vowel of همزة الوصل is not pronounced. Rather, the همزة الوصل is not even written. So originally, انكسرت, the question انكسرت, was originally a انكسرت. The همزة الوصل and its vowel is deleted because of يعني the همزة الاستفهام. On the next line 8, it says لا انقطعت الكهرباء في مهجعنا بعيدة صلاة المغرب واستمر الانقطاع إلى منتصف الليل. So here, يعني he said the electricity was cut off in our dormitory بعيد صلاة المغرب, يعني after, just immediately after صلاة المغرب, and it continued, يعني انقطاع, the discontinuance of the electricity continued until midnight, until half of the night. So there are two words here in line 8. لا انقطعت, يعني انقطع is from the bab in فعلة, and also in the next line, the continuation of his statement, الانقطاع, يعني is a, يعني is the master on the pattern of انفعال. انقطعت is the past tense verb, and انقطاع is the master. On the next line, there's ينفتح الباب ويدخل عدنان. يعني the door is opening, and عدنان is entering. So here we have ينفتح from the past tense verb انفتح, ينفتح مضاري from باب انفعل. In the 11th line, there's nothing. In the 12th line, there's عدنان saying انقلبت سيارة في الطريق فتوقف المرور. يعني the traffic was stopped, or the traffic stopped. انقلبت سيارة في الطريق, a car turned over in the road, and so the traffic was stopped. Here we have انقلبت, past tense verb from يعني باب انفعل. And then we have يعني, okay, and then we have in the next line 13 also, انقلبت سيارة أين, يعني a car turned over where. So here we have the past tense verb انقلبت without همزة الوصل because of the همزة الاستفهام. So it became a question. يعني انقلبت became انقلبت سيارة, a car turned over. In the 14th line we have عدنان saying في منعطف الذي في المنعطف الذي بعد الجسر. يعني where did it turn over? It turned over at the bend in the road, which is just after the jisr, after the bridge. At the bend in the road, just after the bridge. So here we have, yani, munataf, yani from, inatafa, yanatifu, munataf, yani ism makan, the place where there's a bend, where the road bends. The last line, 15, the teacher says, as-salima ar-rukabu. Okay, there's nothing there, so we go to the next page. On the next page, I started the counting again, each line from 1 through 15. The first line, there's nothing there. The second line, there's كَانَ الْإِنْقِلَابُ عَنِيفًا فَقَدْ إِنْخَلَعَتْ الْأَبْوَابُ وتكسر الزجاج. يعني كان الانقلاب, the turning over يعني of the car was severe, and فقد انخلعت الأبواب, so the doors يعني came off, the doors were removed and the glass was broke or smashed to pieces. Here we have the masdar انقلاب on the pattern of انفعال from انقلب to turn over, and then we have انخلعت, the past tense verb ماضي from انخلع, also from the verb انفعل. On line 3, there's nothing. On line 4, there's nothing. On line 5, Talha says, انكسفت الشمس يوم مات إبراهيم فقال الناس انكشفت لموت إبراهيم. On line 5, Talha says, انكشفت. This is the past tense verb from the verb انفعل. يعني the sun was eclipsed on the day in which Ibrahim died, and the people said, انكسفت. يعني again, the same past tense verb in kasafat from bab in fa'ala. In the sixth line there's nothing. In the seventh line there's ayatani min ayati Allahi la yankasifani li mauti ahadin wala li hayatihi. And these are two signs, yani the sun and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah, and these two signs la yankasifani, these two signs yani they are not eclipsed, the sun and the moon are not eclipsed due to the death of anyone or due to the life of anyone, meaning the birth of anyone. So here we have the mudari verb, yankasifani, in the dual form, yani, inkasafa is also from the bab, infa'ala. In line 8, we have ra'aytu, yani, fa'idha, from the previous line, fa'idha, ra'aytu muhuma, fad'u allaha, wa sallu, hatta yanjaliya. Yani, so if you see these two, yani, the sun and the moon, being eclipsed, then supplicate to Allah and perform salat until they complete the eclipse, until they reappear, until they become manifest again. So in this line we have yanjaliya, hatta yanjaliya. Yanjaliya is the mudari verb from injala. In line 9 there's nothing. In 10 and 11 there's nothing. In line 12 Muawiyah says, al-ismu Ibrahimu aghayru munsarifin huwa, the name Ibrahim, is it غير منصرف, يعني is it ممنوع من الصرف, it doesn't go through the regular changes of a normal noun, it's ممنوع من الصرف, a diptote, is it غير منصرف. Here the word منصرف is اسم فاعل from انصرف ينصرف منصرف, يعني the اسم فاعل, we said the next to the last letter, the second middle radical takes كسر in the اسم فاعل, takes فتح in the اسم مفعول, but اسم مفعول is generally not formed from this bab, since these verbs are, for the most part, intransitive, yani lazim. They don't affect any object. There's nothing in line 13 or 14. Line 15, the mudara says, لِأَنَّهُ عَلَمٌ أَعْجَمِيٌ. That's why it's ممنوع من الصرف, غير منصرف, because it is a foreign proper noun. عَلَمٌ أَعْجَمِيٌ. وَالْعَلَمُ الْعَجَمِيُّ لَا يَنْصَرِفُ. And the foreign proper nouns, لا ينصرفوا, يعني they do not make full declination like other nouns, يعني they are ممنوع من الصرف, meaning when they are مجرور, they do not take كسرة, and also they don't take تنوين for the most part. طيب, okay, so those are the places where there was a verb, past tense or present tense, from باب in فعلة, and also we looked at its derivatives. We also looked at the derivatives. Okay. After this, we're going to go back to the exercise again, where we left off at. Exercise number 3. Exercise number 3 on page 190 is an exercise dealing with the bab in fa'ala. It says, تأمل المثال ثم هاتي المضارع واسم الفاعل والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. يعني reflect, ponder, study carefully the example. The example is the first line that they give us. Study the example, then give the مضارع and the اسم فاعل and the مصدر from the following verbs. So they give us the past tense in the first column on the right side under الماضي, and then in the second column المضارع, we have to fill in the مضارع And in the third column, the ism fa'il, we have to fill that in. And in the fourth column, the masdar has to be filled in. So I have numbered these lines from 1 through 7. The first one is the example, the mithal. And then we have to do lines 2 through 7. There are no numbers. I have put my own numbers just so that I can keep track of where I'm at. And perhaps you can also keep track of where I'm at by numbering these lines. Okay, so the first line is the example. There are four columns. Al-Madi, the past tense. Al-Mudari, the present tense. Ism fa'il, yani the noun, that represents the one who is doing the action of the verb. And the masdar, yani the infinitive. Tayyib. So the example, inkasara. Inkasara means it broke. Yankasiru is the mudari, yani. For the mudari in this bab, it takes fatha on the harf mudara'a. Yani the ya takes fatha. And then we follow the pattern, yani the regular pattern next to the last radical takes kasra. In kasra, yan kasiru. The ism fa'il is the mudari, harf mudara'a letter, the ya with fatha being substituted for meem with dhamma. So yankasiru became munkasirun with tanween because it's a noun. Yani yankasiru is a verb, doesn't take tanween. Munkasir is a noun, it takes tanween. Yani yankasiru munkasirun. The masdar is on the pattern of infial. Yani adding in hamzatul wasl with kasr and noon with sukoon. The first radical in this case, yani from inkasara, the first radical is kaf. It takes kasra. The second radical takes fatha elongated by alif. Yani on the pattern of in fa'ala, yani the masdar is in fi'al. Fi represents the first radical with kasra. Ayn al represents the second radical with fatha and alif. Yani in fi'al from in kasara, in kisar. In fataha, it opened, yani by itself, is the past tense verb in fataha. The mudari is yan fatihu. Yani the harf mudara, ya takes fatha. The next to the last radical, ta takes kasra. Yan fatihu. The ism fa'il, we just substitute the ya with fatha with, for meem with dhamma. Yan fatihu became mun fatihun. And the masdar is on the pattern of infial. It became infitahun. Infitahun. First radical, in this case it is actually a fa. The first radical takes kasra, the second radical, the ta, takes fatha elongated by alif. Infitahun, opening. The third line is inqalaba, to turn over. Inqalaba, mudari, yanqalibu. Ism fa'il, munqalibun. Yanqalibu, munqalibun. The masdar on the pattern of infial, inqilab. Number four, inqata'a, it was cut. Inqata'a. The mudari, yanqati'u. Yanqati'u. The ism fa'il, munqati'un. Yanqati'u, munqati'un. The masdar, inqita'un. Yani on the pattern of infial, inqita'u, cutting, being cut. Yani. Number five, insarafa. Yani to turn away. Insarafa, or to go away. Insarafa, mudari, yansarifu. Insarafa, yansarifu. The ism fa'il, munsarifun. Yansarifu, munsarifun. The masdar, yani going away or turning away, yani on the pattern of infi'al, insiraf. Line 6, inshaqqa. And don't forget that the masdar in the verbs that have yani shadda on the last radical, they are separated in the masdar pattern. Inshaqqa, yanshaqqu. Yanshaqqu. The ism fa'il, munshaqqun. Munshaqqun. Yani it should have been munshaqiqun, but in any case here, munshaqqun. And the masdar, the two qafs are separated on the pattern of infial, inshiqaqun. Yani splitting. Something splitting apart. The seventh line in the last one, in jala, then it means to appear, to become visible. In jala, yanjali is the mudari, yanjali, the ism fa'il is munjalin. Yani this is a ism, ism naqis, a manqus, from a ism, from a fa'il naqis, it's a manqus noun. So therefore we see that the ya on the end is deleted if it doesn't have alif lam. So it's munjalin instead of yani munjaliyun. It's munjalin if it has alif lam, al-munjali. The ya comes back with alif lam. And the master on the pattern of infial is injilaun with hamza. Yani it should have been originally injilaun or injilayun. Yani, but the weak letter on the end is changed to hamza. In jilaun with hamza. Tayyib. After this, exercise number 4 on page 191. This exercise, it says, exercise number 4, top of page 191. Yufidu babu in fa'ala. Al-Mutawa'ata. Yufidu Al-Mutawa'ata. Taqulu Fatahtu Al-Baba. Mansub with Fatta. Fanfataha. Naam. Fatahtu Al-Baba. Fanfataha. Yani, I opened the door, and as a result of that, it opened. It was opened. Naam. The point is that, yani, mutawa'a, yani, infa'ala being from the bab, yani, the bab, infa'ala having the meaning of mutawa, means that what in the original form of the verb from fa'ala, fataha, yani, what would have been its maf'ulun bi, in this bab, infa'ala becomes the fa'il, the subject. And we don't see, yani, clearly from this example, but if we said, fatahtu al-baba, right? We see that. Yani fatahtu is the fi'l and the fa'il and the bab is the mafulun bi mansub with fatta. And if somebody said, yani when I arrived at the building, in fataha al babu, the door opened. In fataha al babu, here we see that al babu is the subject, the fa'il, yani marfun with dhamma. And that's the meaning of mutawa, that the mafulun bi, the object in the original bab fa'ala, becomes the subject, the fa'il, in the bab in fa'ala. تأمل المثال ثم أكمل الناقص. So, study carefully, examine, look at, reflect upon the example. That says المثال there, right? Look at the example and then complete the ناقص. In the following 4 lines, complete, yani, what, yani, what's left out. The naqis, yani what is left out. Now, so they give us 2 lines that, as I just said just now, they gave us those 2 lines. Al mithal, fatahtu al baba. In my book, it says fatahta. Could be fatahta, but in the original sentence in the explanation, they had fatahtu. So I'm going to go with fatahtu. Perhaps it's a printing mistake. Fatahtu al baba, and now they said when we transferred to the bab in fa'ala, became in fataha al babu. Marfu'un with dhamma, yani as the fa'il. So what in the original sentence was mafulun bi mansub with fatta became in the new sentence, and fataha al-babu became the fa'il, the subject due of the action, which is marfu'un with dhamma. Alright, so in here it's clear, yani in the original bab, fataha, yani this, the word bab is the mafulun bi mansub with fatta in the new sentence. The word bab became the fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, they give us 4 sentences here to do. They give us the original sentence from the original bab, fa'ala, and then they want us to transit to the bab, in fa'ala. Alright, so number 1, kasartu al-kuba. Yani kasartu, the fi'il, is the fi'il and the fa'il. Al-kuba is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. Yani, I broke the glass. In the new sentence, in kasara al-kubu, the glass broke. Yani by itself. In kasara al-kubu. So here, al-kubu is the fa'il, marfu'un, with dhamma. Number two, qata'atu al-habla. I cut the rope. Here again, qata'atu is the fi'l and the fa'il, al-habla is the mafulun bi mansub with fatha in the new sentence. In qata'a al-hablu. Yani, here, al-hablu, yani the rope, was cut. Without saying who cut it, it just cut, fell in, yani it just cut by itself. Yani here the meaning is what? That the habl here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. In the third sentence, qalabtu al-kitaba, I turned the book over. And again, al-kitaba here is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. In the new sentence, in qalaba al-kitabu, in this sentence, al-kitabu is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. Naam. The last sentence, number four, hazama al-muslimuna al-kuffara. Yani, the Muslims defeated the disbelievers. Here, yani, hazama is the fa'il, al-muslimuna is the fa'il marfu'un. The sign of being marfu'un is wow, a secondary sign, because it's from what? Yani, the sound masculine plural. Jam, al-mudhakkar al-salim. Al-kuffara is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha in the new sentence. In hazama al-kuffaru, in this sentence, al-kuffaru is the fa'il. Fa'il is marfu'un. Sign of being marfu'un is dhamma. Alright, so this exercise is basically for us to be able to see the meaning of what is al-mutawa'a. Yani, it means that the maf'ulun bi from one bab in the new bab becomes the fa'il. Changes from being the object of the verb to the doer, yani the doer of the action of the verb. Exercise number five says, mutawi'u fa'ala. Yani the mutawi'u of fa'ala, of the bab fa'ala, is in fa'ala. Kama ra'aita. As we just saw in the previous exercise, the mutawi' of the bab fa'ala is the bab in fa'ala, meaning that the object in the bab fa'ala becomes the subject in the bab in fa'ala, as we just saw. Amma fa'ala famutawi'uhu tafa'ala. As far as the bab fa'ala with shadda on the ayn, its mutawi' is tafa'ala, yani an extra ta added to fa'ala. Alright, the same thing, meaning the object, the maf'ulun bi in the bab fa'ala becomes the subject, the fa'il in the bab tafa'ala. The same way that the object in fa'ala became the subject in fa'ala. So the same thing, the object in fa'ala becomes the subject in tafa'ala. Ta'ammal al-mithal thumma akmal al-naqis. Yani, reflect upon the example and then complete what is missing, the naqis. The mithal is kassartu with shadda on the scene. Yani, this is from the bab fa'ala with shadda on the middle radical. Kassartu az-zujaja, I broke, smashed the glass, broke it to pieces. When we transfer it from yani kassara to takassara, yani the object as zujaja in the first sentence becomes the subject, the fa'il in the new sentence. Yani kassartu as zujaja, I broke the glasses or smashed the glass to pieces. Takassara as zujaju, the glass yani broke into pieces by itself. And it fell maybe and broke to pieces. It was smashed to pieces. Second example, yani also from bab fa'ala, where the second radical is doubled with shadda, and then we're going to transfer it to the bab tafa'ala, where the ta is added to that bab, and the subject, the object in the first sentence becomes the subject in the second sentence. Yani qatta'tu al-habla, I cut the rope to pieces. In the new sentence, taqatta'a al-hablu, the rope was cut into pieces. All right, exercise number 6. So basically what they're saying is that al-mutawa, we see it in the bab, from the bab fa'ala to the bab in fa'ala, and we also see it in the bab fa'ala to the bab tafa'ala. Same yani relationship of the object becoming the subject. Point number 6 is when this bab in fa'ala has hamzatul wasl preceding it, then the hamzatul wasl is no longer pronounced or written. Yani it is omitted. A inkasara, yani did it just break up, is written as ankasara, yani without hamzatul wasl. Ankasara, did it just break to pieces? Did it just break up? إذا دخلت حمزة الاستفهام على إن فعل. يعني this is what happens إذا دخلت حمزة الاستفهام. If حمزة الاستفهام is added to or introduced to the bab إن فعل, the حمزة الوصل and its vowel is omitted. حذفت حمزة الوصل. يعني if this حمزة الوصل or حمزة الاستفهام is added to the bab إن فعل, حذفت Hamzatul Wasli. Yani the Hamzatul Wasl is deleted, omitted, dropped out. Okay, the instruction for this exercise number 6 says, Adkhil Hamzatul Istifham ala al Jumali al Atiyati. Use Hamzatul Istifham or introduce Hamzatul Istifham on the following sentences. 4 sentences. They give us a statement. And they want us, a statement that begins with a verb from the bab, in fa'ala, yani beginning with hamzatul wasl, and then they want us to change it to a question by using hamzatul istifham and eliminating the hamzatul wasl. So the first sentence, inqalabatis sayyaratu, the automobile, the car, turned over. Inqalabatis sayyaratu. Now we want to change that statement to a question. Yani, did the car turn over? So originally it should have been a inqalabat as-sayyaratu. We just put hamzatul istifham on the same sentence, a inqalabat as-sayyaratu. But in this case, when hamzatul istifham is added to the bab in fa'ala, the hamzatul wasl is deleted, omitted. So it became inqalabat as-sayyaratu. Did the car turn over? Number 2. Infataha babul mat'ami. The door of the restaurant opened. The door of the restaurant opened. Infataha babul mat'ami. Now we want to change that statement into a question. Did the door of the restaurant open? Infataha babul mat'ami. Did the door of the restaurant open, with the hamzatul wasl being deleted? Number 3. Inhazama al-mushrikuna. The pagan mushrik disbelievers were defeated. In hazama al-mushrikuna. Now, we want to change it to a question. Yani, an hazama al-mushrikuna. Were the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, yani, defeated? And here again, the hamzatul wasl is deleted because of the introduction of hamzatul istifham. The fourth one, aslama abuka. Yani, your father entered Islam. We're going to change that into a question. A aslama abuka. A aslama abuka. Yani, did your father enter Islam? Here, yani, when hamzatul wasl is introduced to this statement, yani, when hamzatul istifham is introduced into this statement to make it into a question, the hamza of aslama is not deleted because it's not hamzatul wasl. It's hamzatul qat. Yani hamzatul qat is the hamza that must always be pronounced. Must always be pronounced. It doesn't, yani it's never deleted. It's not like hamzatul wasl is only pronounced if we begin with it in the beginning of our statement. But here this is hamzatul qat, so it remains. So we don't delete it here, because the rule is what? When hamzatul istifham is introduced to a word that begins with hamzatul wasl is omitted. Here the word begins with hamzatul qat, so it remains. So aslama abuka becomes a aslama abuka. Yani, did your father enter Islam? There's no omission of the hamza because it's not hamzatul wasl. Turning to page 192, exercise number 7. At the top of the page 192, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لبابي انفعل. يعني reflect upon, examine carefully, study the following examples for the bab انفعل. So these are 7 examples for the bab انفعل. Examples of, يعني sentences which contain words from this bab انفعل. It says, وَأَيِّن فِيهَا الْمَاضِيَ وَالْمُضَارِعَ وَاسْمَ الْفَاعِلِ وَاسْمَ الْفَاعِلِ وَالْمَصْدَرَ. يعني identify in it, in these 7 examples from the bab in fa'la, any past tense verbs, any present tense verbs, any ism fa'il, or any masdar that's from the bab in fa'la. So we're looking for verbs and nouns. Masdar, infinitives, ism fa'il, mudari, and madi. Alright, the first sentence. Alhamdulillah, these are numbered for us. So what we want to do is identify the word that came from the bab in fa'la, and also identify if it is a past tense verb, a present tense verb, a ism fa'il, or a masdar. The first sentence. Waqa'a al-kubu ala al-ardi wankasara. The cup fell on the ground, on the earth. It fell down to the ground, wankasara, and it broke up. So here the word that we're looking for is wankasara. It's a fi'lun madin, past tense verb. Number 2. هذا الباب لا ينفتح. This door doesn't open. ادخل من الباب الآخر. So enter from the other door. The word that we're looking for in this sentence, or in this passage here, is لا ينفتح. It doesn't open. يعني this is a فعل, فعل مضارع, present tense verb. Number 3. تنطفع أنوار الشوارع في الساعة الخامسة صباحا. يعني تنطفع is from انطفع, يعني to, يعني for the light to go out. انطفع, for the lights to go out. So تنطفع أنوار الشوارع, يعني the lights in the street, the street lights go out. في الساعة الخامسة, at 5 o'clock sabahan, in the morning. The word that we're looking for is tantafi'u, fi'lun mudari'un. Number 4. Sababu inqilabi as-sayyarati infijaru ihda ajalatiha. The reason or the cause for the inqilab, the turning over of the car, the reason why it turned over was infijaru, the explosion or the blowing up of one of its wheels. One of its wheels blew up. Yani he got a flat. Caused the car to overturn. So in this sentence, we have two words. We have انقلاب from انقلبة, yani the turning over, which is a masdar. And we also have انفجار, which is from the verb انفجر, and it is also a masdar, yani the exploding or the blowing up of one of its wheels or tires. Number 5. إن حزم المشركون في غزوة بدر. The pagan disbelievers were defeated in the battle of Badr. Here the word is إن حزم, فعل ماض, a past tense verb from, yani past tense verb, now. In hazama, to be defeated. Number 6. Takharraja fil ma'hadi al-ama al-munsarima bid'atun wa thalathuna taliban. Takharraja fil ma'hadi. Yani takharraja means to graduate, to, yani finish from. from the Mahad, yani the institute, تخرج من an institute, graduated from institute, in the past year, العام المنصرمة, in the past year, يعني بدعة وثلاثون طالبا, يعني 30 some odd students. يعني بدعة means a number from 3 to 9 or something like that. So the meaning here is what? 30 some odd, يعني students graduated from the institute in the past year. The word that we're looking for here is المنصرمة, from انصرمة, ينصرمو, يعني منصرمة is the اسم فاعل. From انصرمة means something that has passed or gone by, yani a time that has passed by, yani in the past year, what is intended here. Number 7, safara al-fariqu al-munhazimu, yani al-fariqu al-munhazimu, the team that was defeated traveled. Safara al-fariqu al-munhazimu, the word that we're looking for is munhazim, from inhazama yanhazimu, munhazim, yani ism fa'il. We said the ism fa'il takes kasra, yani in all the abwab that we have studied previously, yani in the ism maful takes fatta on the second radical, the middle radical, middle root letter. Okay, exercise number 8 is dealing with the issue of a sentence being, yani the mudaf ilayhi. In kasafat ash-shamsu yawma mata ibrahimu. In kasafat ash-shamsu yawma mata ibrahimu. Yani the sun was eclipsed on the day, yawma, the day in which mata Ibrahim, Ibrahim died. Huna al-jumlatu mata Ibrahim. Here in this sentence, the sentence, the part of this sentence, mata Ibrahim, is a sentence in itself, right? Yani it's a jumla fi'liya, mata Ibrahimu, Ibrahim died. So this sentence, mata Ibrahimu, is mudawfun ilayhi. It is, yani it's i'rab, is that it is mudafun ilayhi. Wahiya fi mahalli jar. And the whole sentence is in the place where it should be majroor. Because as mudaf ilayhi, it's in the position where it should be majroor. Wa yawma, and the word before it, is its mudaf. Yani yawma is the mudaf, and the sentence mata Ibrahim is the mudaf ilayhi, and therefore its i'rab is mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar. Yani because it's a sentence, so we don't say it's majroor, it's in the place, the whole sentence is in the place where it should be majroor. The instruction says, ha amthilatan ukhra. Here are some more examples. Yani take these more examples. Ha amthilatan ukhra. Take these, yani examples, more examples. Okay, so there are four examples, they're numbered from 1 to 3, and then they gave one more from the Quran. Alright, so the first one, سَافَرْتُ يَوْمَ ظَهَرَتِ النَّتَائِجُ. سَافَرْتُ يَوْمَ ظَهَرَتِ النَّتَائِجُ. Yani, I traveled on the day in which what? In which the ظَهَرَتْ النَّتَائِجُ, in which the results, yani from the exams, came out, appeared. Yani, when the results came out. I traveled on that day. Here in this sentence, yawma is the mudaf, and the whole sentence, zaharat and nata'ij, is mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Number 2, maridtu yawma zara al-waziru al-jami'ata. I became sick on the day in which the wazir, the minister of education or defense or whatever, the day in which, or the minister of education probably, naam. I became sick on the day that the minister visited the jamia, the university. So here, yawma, yani the dharf, yawma, is the mudaf, and the sentence, zara al-waziru al-jamiati, is fi mahalli jar. Mudaf ilayhi, fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Number 3, wulidtu yawma mata jaddi. I was born on the day in which my grandfather died. In this sentence, yawma is the mudaf, and the sentence, mata jaddi, is mudaf ilayhi fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. And the fourth example that they give us, which they didn't number, wa fi at tanzil, and it came in the tanzil, meaning that which was sent down, the revelation, Yani in the Quran, this is in the 5th surah, 119th ayat. Yani Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 119. وفي التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم. Yani this is the day in which ينفع الصادقين, those who are صادق, who are truthful in speech and action, sincere in their hearts, this is the day in which the صادقين, the صادق people, the truthful people, ينفعوا, will benefit from their صدق. ينفعوا الصادقين صدقهم. يعني صدقهم, their truthfulness will benefit the truthful people on this day. يعني هذا is the, this اسم إشارة is the مبتدا, and يوم is the خبر, and the sentence ينفعوا الصادقين صدقهم is the يعني مضاف إليه في محل جر, is the مضاف إليه في محل جر. يعني ينفع is the فعل, الصادقين is the مفعول به, and صدق يعني إن صدقهم, صدق is the فاعل, ينفع صدقهم يعني their truthfulness will benefit the صادقين, the truthful people, يعني on this day, يعني day of Qiyamah. Then finally it closes here by saying what? يَوْمَ مَاتَ إِبْرَهِيمُ تَقْدِيرُهُ يَوْمَ مَوْتِ إِبْرَهِيمَ. Yani the meaning of يَوْمَ مَاتَ إِبْرَهِيمُ, the day in which Ibrahim died, is understood to mean the day which was the day of the death of Ibrahim. Yani مَاتَ إِبْرَهِيمُ is being translated here into the Master, yani مَوْت, Mauti Ibrahim. Yani in the Mastar here, in Mauti Ibrahim, the Mastar, Mauti is the Mudaf Ilayhi Majroor. You see it is Majroor, Walam Tujarrihi Kasra. Whereas in the previous sentence, you have a whole sentence instead of a Mastar like Mauti, you have Mata Ibrahim. So the whole sentence, Yani, is Mudaf Ilayhi Fi Mahalli Jar. Okay, after this, we have the particle lawla, and the example that they gave us here is lawla fadlullahi alayhim lamatu. Yani if it were not for the favor of Allah upon them, they would have died. Lawla is harfu imtina'in liwujudin. Yani it is a particle which indicates something not happening, being prevented. Li wujudin, due to the presence or the existence of something else. So due to the presence, the wujud of the fadlillah upon them, they didn't die. Yani imtina, yani lamatu, it didn't happen. They didn't die because of the wujud of fadlillah alayhim. So this is the, lawla is the harf, imtina'in li wujudin. Watadullu, we're going over to the next page, watadullu, and it points to or indicates تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ امْتِنَاعِ الْجَوَابِ لِوُجُودِ الشَّرْطِ. It indicates the prevention of the jawab, the second part of the expression, the second part of the sentence, is it didn't happen, لِوُجُودِ الشَّرْطِ, due to the presence of the condition. Yani the condition of that thing, because it's there, it's present, it exists, so the other thing, the jawab, is prevented. So the first part is the shart, the second part is the jawab. Yani due to the presence of the shart, the jawab is prevented, it doesn't happen. For example, lawla al-hawa'u lahalaka an-nasu. Yani lawla, if it were not for al-hawa, air that people breathe, that's the shart, the presence of hawa. Lawla, yani wujud al-hawa, if it wasn't for the presence of air, lahalaka an-nasu. Lahalaka an-nasu is the jawab. Yani al-hawa موجود, يعني the wujud الهواء is the shart. If it is present, يعني then the jawab لحالك الناس is prevented. امتناع الجواب, the jawab is prevented. The second part is prevented due to the presence of the first part, the shart. يعني so the meaning of this sentence لولا الهواء لحالك الناس أي وجد الهواء فلم يهلكي النَّاسُ يعني the hawa was present, so therefore the people were not destroyed. So the people being destroyed, yani, was prevented by the existence or the presence of air. Okay, here there are four notes, and then they're going to be, yani, then there'll be some examples. Four notes related to lawla, yani harf imtina limtina. The first note, وَتَأْتِي لَوْ مَا أَيْدًا بِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى. Yani, instead of lawla, sometimes there may be لَوْ مَا with the same exact meaning. The second note, الْإِسْمُ الْوَاقِعُ بَعْدَهَا مُبْتَدَأٌ حُذِفَ خَبْرُهُ. The noun that comes after lawla, بَعْدَهَا, الْوَاقِعَ بَعْدَهَا, is a مُبْتَدَأٌ حُذِفَ خَبْرُهُ. It's a مُبْتَدَى and its خَبْر is omitted, is deleted, is not mentioned. فَلَوْلَا الْهَوَى. So what is understood from لَوْلَا الْهَوَى, yani الْهَوَى is the مُبْتَدَى and its خَبْر is deleted. What is understood from it? تَقْدِيرُهُ is لَوْلَا الْهَوَاءُ مَوْجُودٌ. If it were not for the fact that the air is موجود. So الْهَوَى is the مُبْتَدَى and موجود is its خَبْر, but its خَبْر is يعني محذوف, is omitted. So لَوْلَا الْهَوَى مَوْجُود, if it wasn't for the fact of the air being present, لَحَلَكَ النَّاسُ, the people would have been destroyed. The third note, وَقَدْ تَأْتِي بَعْدَهَا, and sometimes after لَوْلَا, sometimes after it will come أَنَّ وَاسْمُهَا وَخَبَرُهَا. Sometimes after لَوْلَا will come أَنَّ, the particle, يعني أَنَّ الْمَصْدَرِيَة, أَنَّ الْمَصْدَرِيَة, the particle أَنَّ and its ism and its khabar. Sometimes anna and its ism and its khabar will come after lawla instead of the mubtada as a single word. Instead of the mubtada that comes as a single word, sometimes after lawla comes anna wasmuha wa khabruha. Its ism and its khabar. Like lawla annani maridun la safartu ma'aka. If it wasn't for the fact that I, annani maridun, that I am sick, لا سافرت معك, I would have traveled with you. So here we see after لولا, instead of the مبتدا, we have أن المصدرية and its اسم and its خبر. Its اسم is يا المتكلم, يعني أنني, يعني that's نون الوقاية, and the يا is the, يعني the يا المتكلم, which represents the personal pronoun أنا. If it wasn't for أنني, that I am مريض, sick, then I would have traveled with you. So here we see anna, the particle anna, and its ism, ya al-mutakallam, and its khaba, maridun. If not for the fact that I have been sick, I would have traveled with you. The fourth note is, wa jawabuha, the jawab of lawla, al-muthbatu, that is affirmative, yani it's not a negation, it's affirmative. If the jawab is affirmative, يَقْتَرِنُ بِاللَّامِ, then it will be accompanied by lam. The jawab, remember we said that the mubtada, the word that comes after lawla is the yani mubtada, it's the shart, and the next part of the sentence is the jawab. So this jawab, if it's muthbit, affirmative, it will be accompanied by a lam. For example, lawla antum lakunna mu'mineen, if it were not for you all, people misleading people and deceiving people, لَكُنَّا, we would have been مُؤْمِنِينَ. So here we see that أَنْتُمْ is the شَرْط. If it were not for you people being present, مَوْجُود, أَنْتُمْ مَوْجُودٌ, يعني the خَبَر, يعني أَنْتُمْ is the مُبْتَدَى, its خَبَر is مَحْذُوف, it's understood to be مَوْجُود. لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ مَوْجُودٌ, that's the meaning, if it were not for you people being present, then the جواب is لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ, yani we would have definitely been believers. So it's affirmative and therefore it's accompanied, yani كُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ is accompanied by the lam. And if it's negative, then the lam is not used. And they didn't give an example here, but we'll see an example yani before we finish this lesson, inshallah. Let me just check our time. Okay, so this example that they just gave, the example of the jawab being muthbat, affirmative, and being accompanied by the lam, came from the Quran, Surah Saba, يعني the 34th surah, 31st ayat. Then it says, ها أمثلة أخرى. Here are some more examples, or take these more examples for لولا. And they gave us four examples, and then they gave us four exercises to do after it. Four examples of لولا. لولا الاختبار ما حضرت اليوم. If it were not for the examination, ما حضرت اليوم, I would not have attended today. I would not have been present. Here, the جواب is ما حضرت. It's not affirmative. It's negative, and therefore we see it's not accompanied by that lam. Okay, the second one. لولا الشمس لحلكت الأرض. If it were not for the sun being present, لحلكت الأرض, the earth would have been destroyed. Here, the جواب حلكت الأرض is affirmative, so it's accompanied by the lam. Number three. لولا الحياء لبكينا. If it were not for modesty or shyness, we would have cried. Yani the meaning, لولا الحياء موجود, if it were not for the fact that our modesty or our shyness is existing, present, then we would have cried. Yani لبكينا. Here we see the answer, the جواب is بكينا, it's affirmative, therefore it's accompanied by the lam. Yani لبكينا is from the verb بكى, يبكي, to cry. Number four, لولا أنك مستعجل لدعوتك إلى البيت. If it were not for the fact أنك مستعجل, that you are in a hurry, لدعوتك إلى البيت, I would have invited you to the house. Here, يعني instead of a مبتدأ coming, يعني after لولا, we see we have أن المصدرية, and it's اسم كاف, and it's خبر مستعجل. If it were not for the fact أنك, that you are مستعجل, in a hurry, the جواب is لدعوتك إلى البيت. Here the جواب دعوتك إلى البيت is affirmative, and therefore it's accompanied by the lam. نعم. Okay, after that it says أكمل ما يلي, يعني from the examples of لولا جواب مناسب. Okay, so complete what follows. Yani, they're giving us a sentence with لولا, and we have to bring the a جواب that's appropriate. Yani, the ending part of it, the جواب that fits with the first part that they give us. So the first part, لولا العلم, if it were not for knowledge, لكان الناس كالأنعام, then people would have been like animals, like cattle. And here the جواب is كان الناس كالأنعام, so it's accompanied by, it's affirmative, it's accompanied by lam. Number two, لولا الإسلام, if it were not for Islam, ما عرف الناس الله. يعني if it were not for Islam, people would not have known Allah. People would not have known Allah. يعني here, ما عرف الناس الله, يعني the people would not have known Allah, is not affirmative. Therefore, the جواب is not accompanied by lam. Number three, لولا أنك مريض, if it were not for the fact that you were sick, لسافرنا معا, if it were not for the fact that you were sick, we would have traveled together. Here, لولا is not followed by a مبتدأ, rather is followed by أن المصدرية, and it's اسم كا, and it's خبر مريض. And because the جواب سافرنا معا is affirmative, it's accompanied by the extra lam. Number four, لولا أن البرد شديد لخرجت من البيت. If it were not for the fact that the cold was severe, if it were not for the fact of severe cold, لخرجت من البيت, I would have come out of the house. Here we see لولا being followed instead of by the مبتدأ by أن مصدرية. أن, the particle أن, and it's اسم البردة, and it's خبر شديد. يعني اسم أن is منسوب with فتة, and the خبر of أن is مرفوع with ضمة. As we said, this is from the rules of إن وأخواتها. And here the جواب خرجت من البيت is affirmative, therefore it's accompanied by the extra lam. Okay, now going into a new topic, the topic of the proper noun or the إضافة construction being followed by اسم إشارة, that اسم إشارة is considered in terms of its إعراب to be considered as a not. Man Ibrahimu hadha? Who is this Ibrahim? Here, hadha is a not for Ibrahim. Turning to page 194, it says, Yakunu ismu al-ishara na'tan idha waqa'a ba'd al-alam aw al-mu'arrif bil-idhafa. Yani, the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, like hadha and hadhi and dhalika and tilka, is a not if it occurs, if it comes waqa'a after a proper noun or after al-mu'arrif bil-idhafa, or after, yani, a noun that is made definite by idhafa, an idhafa construction in which the noun became definite because of idhafa. And this is a very important point here to make note. I didn't mention this before, yani, that the idhafa, yani, the ism ishara is a not, is considered to be a not if it comes after a proper noun or if it comes after a noun that's in idhafa that is made definite because of that idhafa, because it's connected to a word that is definite. And then they give us four examples. Actually, there are six, but one is from the Quran and one is from the Sunnah. The first four are just regular statements as examples of the ism ishara being a not because it follows a proper noun or because it follows a word that's in idhafa that became definite because of that idhafa construction, because it's connected to a word that's definite. The first example is the example of ism ishara following a proper noun. Man hamidun hadha? Who is this hamid? Number two, arini sa'ataka hadhihi. Show me this watch of yours. Here, hadhihi is coming after a noun that became definite because of idhafa. Yani, sa'a became definite because it's connected to a pronoun. All pronouns are definite. Number three, liman jawazu safari hadha? To whom belongs this passport? So hadha is a not because it's following a word, jawaz, which became definite by idhafa to as-safar, yani, which is a definite word. Number four, amaftuhatun ghurfatul mudarrisina tilka? Is the room of the teachers, is that room of the teachers open? Yani, here, tilka is a not because it's following ghurfatu, which is a word that became definite because of idhafa, because it's connected to a word, al-mudarrisin, that is definite. And then they gave us, after these four, two more examples, وَفِي التَّنْزِيلِ, in that which came in the Qur'an, Surah An-Naml, 27th Surah, 28th Ayat, اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا, go with this letter of mine's. كِتَابِ هَذَا, هَذَا is following a word, kitab, that became definite because of idhafa to a pronoun. All pronouns are definite. فَأَلْقِ إِلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, and drop it, give it to them, and then turn away from them. And then turn away from them. The last example is from the hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي لا أحج بعد عام هذا. Yani, it is feared that I will not perform Hajj after this year of mine. عامي هذا. Yani, هذا is following the word عام, which became definite because of idhafa to a definite word. Yani, a pronoun. يَا المتكلم. Alright, so that is the example of hadha or hadhihi or ism ishara that is considered to be a not when it's following a proper noun or a noun that became definite because of idhafa. 11, 12, and 13, and 14 are just yani notes and benefits that we can pay attention to. Number 11, lima, yani meaning limada. We see the ha with sukoon, hadhihi ha'u as-sakti. This ha with sukoon is known as ha as-sakti. وَيُؤْتَى بِهَا فِي الْوَقْفِ, and it comes, it is brought to be used where you stop on something. لِمَا. So the ha al-waqfi is used, or ha as-sakti is used when you stop on a word. كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, as in the saying of Allah the Most High, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. Yani, the ha with sukoon, known as ha as-sakti, is used in the place where you stop on something. Number 12. Here's also a note concerning what we saw in the hadith. of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna shamsa wal qamara ayatani. Indeed, the sun and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah. La yankasifani. Here's the note. La yankasifani. The damir in la yankasifani, the two of them, yani la yankasifani, the two of them, the sun and the moon, are not eclipsed. They are not eclipsed. Yani the damir in the verb yankasifani ya'udu ila shamsi wal qamar goes back to, yani refers back to ash-shams wal qamara. Wahuma mu'annathun wa mudhakkarun. And they are, one of them, yani al-qamar or ash-shams is feminine and al-qamar is masculine. Waji'a bil fi'li bi sighati al-mudhakkar taghliban. But yet the verb that came here came in the form sighati al-mudhakkar. Yani yankasifani is a masculine verb form. Even though the pronoun, the damir in it, is referring back to something that's masculine and something that is feminine. But the feminine form is used here, taghliban, in giving, yani preference to the masculine form when there's a, yani mixture between male and female in the group. What refers back to it may be given in the masculine form. يُغَلِّبُ الْمُذَكَّرُ عَلَى الْمُؤَنِّثُ. So the masculine one in the group overcomes the feminine one in the group, and so the masculine form is used, as in abana'i, like we had abana'i wa banati yadrusuna bil jamiati. Yani my sons and my daughters are yadrusuna, studying at the university. Yani yadrusuna, yani they are studying, is a masculine form of the verb, even though it's referring back to abana', which is masculine, and banat, which is feminine. يعني تغليبا يعني meaning يغلب المذكر على المؤنث. يعني the masculine form will take precedence over the feminine form in a group that's mixed between masculine and feminine. Number 13 is also a benefit, يعني concerning what we saw in this lesson. فإذا رأيتموهن فدعوا الله. So if you see the two of them, then supplicate to Allah. If you see the two of them, what is meant by see the two of them? هنا الحال محذوفة. Yani if you see the two of them in a certain condition, that hal, the condition that it is talking about here, is mahdufa, it's not mentioned. Is taqdeerul kalam, although what is understood from إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُهُنَّ, what is understood from إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُهُنَّ مُنْكَسِفَيْنِ, if you see the two of them being eclipsed. Yani if you see either one of them being eclipsed, then supplicate to Allah and perform salat until they reappear. So the point here is that in this statement, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُهُنَّ, the meaning of it is, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُهُنَّ يَعْنِي مُنْكَسِفَيْنِ. So in this condition of being eclipsed, the condition of being eclipsed, the حَال is مَحْذُوفَ, it's not mentioned, but it's understood from what came before it. Number 14... Number 14 says, وَصَلُّوا حَتَّى يَنْجَلِيَ. This is the another part of that same hadith. In fact, 12, 13, and 14 are all yani parts of the same hadith. And the Shaykh is explaining here some of the grammatical, yani finer points in this hadith. So the third point he's saying, وَصَلُّوا حَتَّى يَنْجَلِيَ. The fa'il in يَنْجَلِيَ, yani sallu hatta yanjaliya, yani perform prayer until yani the eclipse is over, until the sun or the moon reappears, becomes visible again. Wa sallu hatta yanjaliya, the fa'il in the verb yanjaliya is damirun mustatirun ya'udu ala al-kusuf al-mafhum min as-siyak. So here this is a fine point also, and this just like the previous point, he's saying here that the verb yanjaliya is a fa'il. Where is its fa'il? Yani, who's doing the action of yanjaliya? He said, the fa'il, is the damir, is a damir mustatir. It's a hidden pronoun that is referring back to, until it, yani, reappears, yani, until the sun or the moon becomes visible again, it's going back to al-kusuf. Yani, it's going back to the eclipse. And this is understood from the siyak, from the context of the sentence. What is meant here is, then keep performing prayer, hatta yanjaliya, yani, until the eclipse, the kusuf, ends until the sun or the moon reappears, becomes visible again. Yani until the kusuf ends and the sun or the moon reappears again. And this meaning that the dami and yanjaliya is going back to the eclipse, the meaning eclipse and kusuf, is understood from the context of the sentence. And the last exercise we're going to close with is exercise number 15 on the bottom of page 194. Adkhil كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. Use each of the following words in what follows in a جملة مفيدة, a beneficial sentence, meaning a complete sentence that has meaning. The first word انفتح يعني meaning it opened. انفتح الباب فجأة يعني the door opened suddenly. Yani like these electric doors, when you walk in front of it, it just opens. انفتح الباب فجأة. The door opened suddenly. Number two, انكسف. Yani انكسر. انكسر, it broke. انكسر. For the sentence for انكسر, I wrote انكسرت النوافذ بعد الانفجار. انكسرت النوافذ, the windows all broke. بعد الانفجار, after the explosion. Number three, انقلب, to turn over. I wrote انقلبت حافلة المدرسة في الطريق إلى المدرسة. يعني انقلبت حافلة المدرسة, the bus of the school bus turned over. في الطريق, in the road, يعني on the road, إلى المدرسة, on the road to the school. The fourth word, تكسر, يعني with شد on the middle radical, تكسر, from the باب, تفعل, تكسر. I wrote, تكسرت رجل الولد في الحادثة. Yani the leg of the child broke to pieces. It was smashed to pieces. تكسرت رجل الولد. And by the way, رجل is one of those feminine words that don't have any indication of femininity, but we know the parts of the body that are in pairs. We learned that a long time ago, I think in book one. Parts of the body that are in pairs are feminine, right? So تكسرت رجل الولد, the leg of the boy broke, was smashed into pieces, في الحادثة, in the accident. And the last word is لولا, and I wrote لولا فضل الله علينا ما اهتدينا, if it were not for the favor of Allah upon us, ما اهتدينا, we would not have been guided. And this is an example of the jawab being not being affirmative. The jawab not being affirmative, so we see there's no extra lam here with the jawab mahtadina. Lawla fadlullahi alayna. If it were not for the presence, the existence of the favor of Allah upon us, mahtadina, we would not have been guided. But because of the presence of the fadl of Allah upon us, we were guided. And one more example with the affirmative jawab, lawla al-islamu لَضَلَلْنَا جَمِيعًا. If it were not for Islam, we would have all gone astray. نعم. لَوْلَا الْإِسْلَامِ. If it were not for Islam, if it were not for Al-Islam موجود, being present, لَضَلَلْنَا جَمِيعًا, we would have all gone astray. And the proof of this is that when Islam wasn't present in this country, everyone, without exception, everyone was astray. لولا الإسلام موجود لضللنا جميعا. And of course, موجود is the khabar that is mahdoof. It's not actually mentioned. I'm just mentioning it in terms of the meaning. لولا الإسلام لضللنا جميعا. This is an affirmative jawab, ضللنا. So it's accompanied by the lam. And with this, we're going to stop here. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. In the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be doing lesson 23. So for homework, inshallah, you may begin tonight if you like. reading the English key and the Arabic dialogue in whatever of the lesson. You can complete yani at your own pace until I send the suggested, proposed yani daily assignment schedule. Now, so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah, out of His mercy and His kindness and His generosity, that He recognize, record and reward all of our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, that we remain firm and steadfast ala sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant good health and a speedy recovery to anyone from amongst us and our loved ones who are ill, and that He shower His mercy, His divine vast mercy, upon those who have passed away, that He fill their graves with light, and that He make them yani spacious, their graves, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that He admit them into His Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.